Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich has offered up what he considers a serious approach to growth here in the U.S. Though the former House Speaker now leads the primary pack, his plan to rewrite the nation's tax policy hasn't gotten much attention. Gingrich claims it would bring in billions of dollars and jumpstart the economy. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, one new analysis suggests the plan would more than double the nation's annual deficit.
Gingrich proposes a two-tier plan. Taxpayers can either stick with the current system, or they can opt for his new 15% flat tax on income. There would be fewer write-offs, though deductions for mortgage interest and charitable contributions, as well as the child tax credit, would stay. Corporations would pay an even lower rate, and many forms of income wouldn't be taxed at all. Here's Gingrich at the debate hosted by ABC on Saturday night.
I would start with zero capital gains, hundreds of billions of dollars are poured into the country. I'd go to a 12.5% corporate tax rate. That would bring at least $700 billion in repatriated money back from overseas. I would then go to 100% expensing for all new equipment, abolish, which means that you'd write it off in 1 year, and I'd abolish the death tax permanently. Those steps would begin to dramatically create jobs.
The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center found that under this plan, 70% of Americans would see their taxes go down.
No losers. Everyone would be at least as well off as they are now.
Robertson Williams is a senior fellow at the center, which has also examined the tax plans of Herman Cain and Rick Perry. Of course, if no one would see their taxes rise and millions would see their taxes fall, Williams says something's got to give.
Newt Gingrich's tax plan would lose a lot of revenue and give most of the benefits to very wealthy individuals.
The wealthy would benefit the most because the top tax rate would drop from 35%, where it is now, to 15%. And those who get much of their income from capital gains, interest, and dividends would see their taxes fall even further. Williams says if you compare the Gingrich plan to current law, which would see the Bush-era tax cuts expire at the end of next year,
the Gingrich plan would lose about $1.3 trillion worth of revenues in 1 year.
Just to put that in perspective, the Congressional Supercommittee was charged with finding $1.2 trillion in deficit savings over 10 years and came up short. Under Gingrich, Williams says that much would have to be cut from government spending in a single year, or add that amount to the deficit.
Spending cuts would be enormous.
The Gingrich campaign says the Tax Policy Center analysis is way off.
We don't recognize them as the sheriff on these issues.
Peter Ferrara is an economic policy advisor to the Gingrich campaign. He says the Tax Policy Center came to the campaign looking for additional details as it prepared its analysis.
We didn't respond to them, so they made up their own details. So what they scored was their plan, but it was not our plan. And the biggest fallacy of it is they did not take into account economic growth effects.
The center readily admits it had to fill in some blanks. Ferrara wouldn't say which, if any, assumptions the analysis got wrong. But he says within a few weeks, the Gingrich campaign will release an independent scoring of its own. Tamara Keith, NPR News.